our lovable listeners, and we're gonna move right along with the outstanding theater production, which is going to be starting. When do you guys start? It's My Mañana Comes.
April 16th.
My Mañana Comes is it's going to be at the Fountain Theater. And it's about, well, tell us a little bit more. First, introduce, we have the director here.
That's right. He's here. He's finally here. I'm sorry, I was running late. I had some meetings with some folks at
Netflix.
Netflix. And you name it. It's all there. It's a Latino wave I was trying to catch. I'm riding the Latino wave, man.
Yeah, I wiped out.
You wiped out. No, you're still on it, Patrick. You're still on it.
We wiped out in 88 and then 98 and then 2008.
You come back.
Every decade is a decade of the Latino.
Right, every decade. Exactly.
And then it all fades away.
Yeah. And then we're back to being busboys.
Yes. Wait, you're too young to be bitter now.
Yeah.
I'm teaching. He's on my...
I'm too young. Well, I'm bitter
first,
already.
Let's identify. Identify yourselves.
My name is Armando Molina, director of My Mañana Comes by Elizabeth Irwin, and it's at the Fountain, like you said, April 16th through June 26th.
It's a good theater, too. Nice, quaint, small. I like
small,
that.
Intimate. Yeah.
Very intimate. My name is Pablo Castelblanco. I am starring in My Mañana
Comes.
I'm staring.
Staring at me.
I'm staring at you guys and into the play as well. Yeah, it's all about me. So just come see it.
You're one of the young actors in this play. And it said, I mean, New York Daily News called it terrific. We got engrossing. San Francisco Chronicle. So this play has already
been done in New York, in Marin County, up in Northern California, at San Diego Rep, and this is the LA premiere.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit about the play.
What?
Tell us about the play, Holmes.
It's a play. It's about four busboys in an Upper East Side posh French restaurant, and they are struggling to get the American dream through shift pays and tips and any other way they can. And it's really all about, you know, how it's really the story of the underrepresented, unheralded service worker in this country. And it's in light of the immigration stuff talk we're talking about. This is like really three-dimensionalizes the worker. Three Latino, one African American busboy.
It's always one.
It's just like our show, man.
It's always one.
You have to have at least one.
It's always one. I'm the black friend. That's right.
Yes, that's what happens. And you know, you always get one. I'm kidding. And you know, it's very interesting because the play touches also on Latino immigration, and it has foreign characters, you know, that are like struggling with English, like me every day. And, you know, that we just come from another country, and like, it's so interesting to see, you know, I think the viewpoint from the story always, you kind of think it could be like from our eyes, that is like this eyes of like getting to know the country, and or from the eyes of the African American character that is dealing with these immigrant guys. And I love just as an immigrant in this country to be able to share that story and share that struggle of like language itself. You know, that's also such a big thing that people don't.
Because you, like, brother, you struggled with the language too, and you were born here.
No,
he wasn't born here.
No, I'm talking about the black guy.
Oh, the black guy struggled. Right.
I'm sorry, I said brother. I'm sorry.
That brother.
You're looking at him, though.
Because he was speaking.
Yeah. We don't understand you, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
So, off to Mexico for you.
No, you'll say.
You're expecting.
No, you'll say. I know more than you people.
Sorry. Yeah, the immigration struggle, I mean, it is universal. And, you know, I know German immigrants that came here around in the 20s and had.
And they're still busboys.
They're still, they had all the Mexican jobs, you know, and they experience the same, you know, discrimination, and it changes, it varies, you know, but it is a universal story, so it's really cool. And the image of the cast members is really cool, because you think this is an ad for a swanky restaurant, you know, and one of these guys is a chef. They're all in their
the narrow jacket like thing.
Yeah,
right?
they're waiter jackets or they're worker jackets, and they look like they're ready to serve.
Yeah, it's a funny play. I mean, it's really poignant and touching. It really, you know, specifically touches on the struggles these guys have on a daily basis. And there's a turn in the play, which I won't reveal now, in terms of how the system is sort of rigged against them, and what they, the choices they have to make are a result of the fact that we live in this country that, you know, Bernie's talking about, and the Democrats certainly are talking about the everybody below the 1%.
Right.
And these are the folks who are on the margins, severe margins, and who are not ostracized, but also what's the word I'm looking for? Somebody find a word for me.
Marginalized.
I said that already.
Yeah, you did.
Cupcake. Cupcake. They're cupcakes. All they can eat is cupcakes. They all eat is cake.
Let them eat cake.
What's that? We bring a lot of cake out and then we just eat it.
Oh, don't give it away.
Sorry, that's a plot change.
So it's going to be interesting. One of the things it says in the program, it says you'll never go out to dinner the same way again. And I think for certain folks, you'll have a perspective after you see the play for those who are with means and the entitled folks. But I also want to see Latino folks and African-American folks who don't go to the theater much and see their stories affirmed on stage and have the audience be a mix of people who go to the theater, who can afford fancy restaurants, with those who can't, and sit in the room together and see this story that's an American story ultimately.
That's beautiful. And my brother's black. If you go see the play, it's not like the theater or sitting at home watching TV. You can't talk to the people performing.
Don't go. Don't grab that pot. It's hot.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there. I knew that brother's going to get busted.
Oh, the chitlin circuit, man. It's always, I like that kind of theater. It's very interactive, you know.
Well, Armando and I used to
we had a
share
feud
stages.
Going. Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
We have a long-running feud.
I was
saying how, you know, we're going to talk about how we all used to hate each other back in the day, and now we all love each other because we're all about to die.
Yeah, we see the end very nearby. We used to do drive-by jokes, you know, very bloody.
Armando was in a group called Latins Anonymous, and as was my also good friend now, Rick Najera.
Yes, he was there, too.
And
you guys were Chicano Secret Service?
Yeah, Chicano Secret
and
Service.
Culture Clash. It was just the triad. Uh-huh. We had the girls in our group, so we were the lucky ones.
Okay.
Yeah. There was all guys in the other two groups.
And yeah. So, yes, many, what do you say, water, a lot of water under
the bridge.
I don't even remember.
I drowned.
You were revived, then. So we have about 2 minutes, so let's remind people, it's My Mañana Comes.
My Mañana Comes at the Fountain Theater, opens April 16th, runs through June 26th, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. It's a Monday night show, very unusual.
Mm-hmm. It's Pay What You Can, so all my student friends.
Pay What You Can?
Yes,
on Monday nights.
The Monday night show?
Yes.
So all my student friends and all the people that, you know, have a little time free on Mondays, they can come and enjoy the great show.
You should have never said that.
Absolutely.
I know some brothers going to be showing up.
No, we want those brothers to come.
They're going to show with a dime. Player, you said I can bring what I can.
It's an amazing cast. I mean, I really urge everybody to come and see it. It's a great story. It's it's not, you know, sending political messages down your throat. It's fun.
That's
come on
cool.
down.
I'm coming.
Well, that's awesome. The play is My Mañana Comes. We want everyone to go out and see it. Support multicultural theater and other points of view. That's what we do here at the Potrero Power. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right. Well, that's
they can't wait to get out of the sauna.
It's so hot in here.
See you.
Break a leg, guys.
Smells of machismo in here.
Outside.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this week.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Yeah,
shout out, great show.
Yeah,
man. Done.
Great
it's
show.
Done.
We want to thank
Rami Frankel. We want to thank Armando Molina right there. Pablo Castelblanco.
D'Angelo Jones.
Yes,
he did it all today.
That's right.
Our Mexico City correspondent,
Frank Contreras, and
thank Lalo and Patrick. Y'all showed up today. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, and Esteban Zul.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, catch Bordertown Sunday night, 7:00 on Fox. And if you DVR it, please watch it within 24 hours because it counts.
Is that what
extra?
That means?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Watch Bordertown, people. And Lola's Love Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix. Yeah, because we in that.
Yeah. And then watch Jeff's new show, Capitan Bikini Inspector.
I'm pitching that.
On Netflix Mexico.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Listen to the drummer.
Ready? Set? Go, go.
Break beats and rhyme.
Yo, what's up? This Immortal Technique. Right now, you're listening to Break Beats and Rhymes.
Tune in every late Saturday night going into Sunday from midnight to 2 a.m.